views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Everybody, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for today's show. I've literally been looking forward to it for months since I first started talking to Alex. We're really lucky, guys. We're really lucky to be on today with Hello. Alex Terranova. He is the dream mason and performance coach. And I actually first met Alex through Accomplishment Coaching, which was the program that we both did to certify and train us as life coaches. And he is spectacular. He's a spectacular human and the perfect person to be talking today about transforming the masculine. He works with leaders and creators and innovators. And I think the thing that I love so much when I was reading through his bio is when he said he's committed to supporting men break away from the logical, head-based, stereotypical masculine model and unleash their spiritual hustle and heart-based rebel and love warrior. So obviously the love warrior totally got me. But Alex is just, he's the man to be talking to about transforming the masculine right now. And I'm so honored. So Alex, hi.
How are you? I'm sitting here like flush from the kind words, and I'm just, thanks so much for that introduction. And I'm just like really present to, I mean, your podcast is a podcast about love, right? And unleashing, or the radio show about unleashing your being. And I just feel it in the introduction. So thanks for that.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of this beautiful synchronicity as I look down and see your words, love warrior, and this really cool idea of what the masculine can mean, which is really what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm totally honored and excited to be talking with you about this. Yeah.
No, I told you before, it like picked up my day to know that I'm going to be here with you. You actually were the one that presented me with like the new moon and the impact that it can have. And like, I didn't realize that it was happening, but the closer we got to this conversation, the more excited I got and the more alive. And I really feel like it actually invigorates my heart and gets me kind of going and really being the person that I want to be. So thanks for letting me be here and also, you know, helping me shift who I was today.
Thank you. And yeah, I think Alex mentioned a little bit about the new moon, and I'll just briefly touch on the Gemini new moon that's happening right now today. So if you guys are having a tough day, you're not the only one. It's this really powerful energy of this Gemini new moon that's shifting and breaking stuff up. And, you know, it's also really synchronistic because last month in May, we had this huge shift from Taurus into Uranus, which is an alignment that created this massive wave of feminine energy. And I mean, it's showing up everywhere this year. This year is the year of the feminine rising. It's showing up in the Me Too movement, in the volcanoes erupting and Mother Nature fighting back. It's the national parks. It's the women's marches. It's this new conversation of talking about what the masculine looks like as the feminine begins to rise. So like that feeling aspect, even in Alex, even in you just telling me in the beginning of our conversation before we started this little show, that, you know, you were how you're feeling, where you're at, is such a beautiful way of connecting, which is also a feminine quality. So there's this new way of looking at what the masculine might look like as we start to balance out and bring in the power of the feminine. And I would love to know, actually, for you, like, what does masculine mean for you?
It's such a big question. Because I think I like to be really clear always that masculine and feminine don't have to do with male or female.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like dark and light. Not that one is dark and one is light. But it's kind of like that in the sense that as human beings, we have both. We have our darkness and we have our light, and we have our masculine and we have our feminine. Now, in the world we live in and the cultures that we're brought up in, certain ones are accentuated more than others. And I don't just mean like in America, but even in certain cities. I think growing up in cities like Los Angeles or New York or maybe even Miami, Chicago, hustle and bustle cities are mm-hmm. going to create more masculine qualities because a more masculine trait is doing. And a more feminine trait would be being with things. And I think the countries you live in. So I like to be really clear that I recognize like I'm 50% feminine, 50% masculine, even though I am a man. I'm equal parts. I've just been trained as a man who grew up in America, in California, in Los Angeles, to really, I want to say in unknowingly empower the masculine more than and downplay the feminine. And that as a society, we actually taught me and many other men to do that, maybe consciously and unconsciously. Mm. So I think the conversation about, I think the, like what it is to be masculine, I think masculinity is strength. I think warrior is a powerful masculine word. A warrior is very different than like a soldier or a fighter. I think light is a pretty masculine word. I think that masculinity encompasses support a lot and a stand for people to be strong and be their best. And I think that there's a piece for me that's actually about my strength is about picking up and holding other people up so they can be their strongest. For me, that's a huge piece of my masculinity. And I think in the world we live in, we've been trained that it's actually the opposite because we come from fear or scarcity. And so masculinity becomes about defending or protecting versus expanding.
I love that. Yeah. And I think that that is such a really cool way of highlighting the shadow masculine, which is like the masculine, because there's a shadow masculine and a shadow feminine and a golden masculine and a golden feminine. And I think that so beautifully represents like how the masculine can be like almost misconstrued in terms of its shadow mm-hmm. versus like that beautiful support and strength of heart almost also that can be the golden part of what masculine can mean.
Yeah, I know that for me, some of the things that we think of as masculine that I relate to, and this is not mine, I actually don't know where it came from, but it's just some words that somebody sent me once to identify what they were calling like the sacred masculine, wounded masculine, sacred feminine, and wounded feminine, mm-hmm. that a lot of the things that we do as not only men, but like men and women from the wounded masculine or the weakened masculine are things like distrust and judgment, control, protection, the dominating, the achieving, demanding and blame, and even overgiving. Whereas the powerful masculine is more about pursuing and action and structure, holding people up. It's about giving and solving and even awareness. I think is a piece of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I want to bottle those words. It's so true. And it is kind of a different way of looking at the masculine, because especially like you were talking about in certain cultures, that machismo, the macho, the strong, don't cry, don't be vulnerable, don't be soft, you know.
Man up.
We man up. Yeah. It's like bred into a lot of cultures. I won't say all because it's not all, but I will say a lot. And like leaning into that, the beauty of that, like sacred masculine that you were talking about. I mean, what do you see as the possibility in expanding into that? Or how has it shown up in your life?
The two places, I don't know, man, I mean, there might be more than two. I don't know. Two is the first thing that hit me. But is support, is the difficulty in getting supported as a man in the world we live in. Not only do we not know how to ask for it, but I think that's part of, because getting supported is we hold it as like a sign of weakness. Like we can't do it ourselves. So we don't know how to get, we don't actually know how to ask for it because we never practiced growing up. And then even when we recognize that asking for support is not a weakness, it's actually a strength. Nobody in this world does anything by themselves. We don't actually know what we need. So for me, I recognize all the time I could use support with something. And now I'm at a place where I know I can use it. I know I can ask for it. I don't even know what it is. I can't identify. I can more now because I've been working on it, but it's still a growing edge where I can't really identify what's the need that I need to be supported on. And I think for men, that is a huge thing. And we see it, like, I want to say stereotypically through men. It's like men that, you know, the old like stereotype of like men that don't want directions.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of silly. And we all like probably have some version of like our grandparents or our parents and some man being upset that like his wife or his sister or somebody was like trying to help him. And like, how silly is that? Like, imagine if I snapped at my navigation in my car because it was telling me how to get somewhere.
I'm not going to lie. I've definitely yelled at Waze before.
Sure.
but I so hear what you're saying.
and that applies to everything, right? Like, I can't think of how many men that I know are that are in loving relationships, whether they're clients or, you know, friends that are married or friends of family, whatever, that their relationships are not in a great spot. And the unwillingness to go to therapy or get a coach or go to any sort of group or something because there's something associated with like getting help makes them weak.
Yeah.
And really, they're just not living great lives because of it. It's like no one else, the support group's not suffering because they're not there. They're suffering in their day to day. And I believe it trickles down, right? Like if you're not in a happy relationship, your work is probably not doing as well because you're slightly distracted. Your relationship with your kids is probably fractured. Your relationship with your friends, everything gets impacted. I think the other thing for me is about feelings. That's the other growing edge for men or for masculinity is for masculinity, we don't know how to feel. We're not taught it. And as adults, all of a sudden, what do we do with this? We can't keep smashing it down forever. We'll snap. Everybody will.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay. So we have so much juicy stuff to talk about when we come back from a break. We're going to talk about feelings. We're going to talk about support and we're going to talk about getting to know your needs. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Finding success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Love Living Radio, and I am Emily Perkins, and I'm on with our guest today, Alex Terranova, talking about transforming the masculine. And right before we took a break, we were talking a little bit about what it's like to be a man and feel, and what it's like to get support or need support, and also getting to know what we need in order to get supported, or what it, both men and women, right? Because we also talked about the fact that both men and women have masculine and feminine energies. But for the sake of what we're talking about with Alex today, like, Alex, what does it mean for you to, like, experience life through feeling? I know that's a big question.
I can sum it up with a really simple answer. It's really uncomfortable. it's extremely uncomfortable. Let's break down feelings to be something really simple. Like, we know there's happiness and joy. We know there's like anger and versions of like frustration, things like that. And then we know there's like sadness, despair, and I think there's some guy out there who's deciphered like hundreds of feelings, and like, we don't know the names of all of them. I always think of like the little emoji pictures to like, I feel like that. And I think as men specifically, since that's where we're looking right now, and like from the masculine, we're actually just not, we're not experienced with them. I think growing up, like, the only times I felt sad were when I didn't get like a toy I wanted as a kid, or when like my sports teams lost. Those were acceptable reasons to be sad. Mm. Now, as I got older, I couldn't cry about a toy, But as I got older, the only reason to be sad was basically a sports team lost. And for some reason, men can be really sad about that and it's okay. And then anger is really acceptable for men. But in like this weird, convoluted way, like it's okay for us. There's this thing where like we're respected for our aggression, but at the same time, we're not like where we shouldn't be fighting. And it's not like we can get in trouble for it. But we have that and we let it out. And especially a lot of masculine or males do it, you know, behind closed doors or in private where it's like really not acceptable. And then joy is even something that, how do we experience it as men? Like some men like really let loose and experience joy. But I want to say the more masculine the man, the less of the experience of joy you see. So everything is kind of like, it's like a silencer on a gun. Everything is like muffled and muted. And I think as a man who's trying to actually experience life, who I want to live as fully as I can, and this is all very new for me, that requires feeling, because feeling is human. So now at 36 years old, I'm trying to learn how to feel. So I'm trying to learn how to be sad and actually be with it. I'm trying to learn how to be angry in a healthy way and be with it. I'm also trying to learn how to actually be happy and express joy in a way that feels natural and not performed and also not dampened. And then all the other, 134 emotions, whatever they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess what I hear in that is like to actually feel them. I love the vision that you just gave of like that silencer on the gun, because the power behind a gun can change lives, like sometimes not for the better, but like constricting and silencing the power of any tool for change is like it, and especially in a man, because like, let's face it, especially white men are still at the top of the food chain. So like creating a space of transformation in that part of our population has the crazy power of an insane ripple effect.
Yeah. And how do we connect with each other if we're having trouble feeling, right? If I can't feel, I mean, I remember there were points in my life where feeling was not a thing. I couldn't be compassionate. I couldn't be empathetic. I actually couldn't care about other people. I didn't know how to, because I couldn't feel within myself. So my relationships, whether they be with male friends or female friends or female like romantic relationships, there was only so far I could take it, because I wasn't willing to actually feel things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like I'm, that just got me so curious. Like what opened up for you once you started dabbling a little bit more into feelings when it comes to romantic relationships?
Well, the first time it ever happened, this was probably about 5 years ago. I remember saying jokingly that, like, I think I don't have feelings, because I saw something happen and I had no reaction. And I actually, for the first time in my adult life, went and saw a therapist. And I remember telling the therapist this. And after a few, I didn't work with her for that long, because I realized that, like, there was nothing actually wrong with me. Like I was able to feel, I just suppressed it and dampened it so much for so long that I just didn't know how to anymore. I'd like, it'd be like if you were, I don't know, a skier, and then you stopped skiing for like 30 years. Well, the next time you go out there, it's going to be weird and different. You're not going to be able to do it like you used to. And it was kind of like that. So when I realized like I had access to them, then I think I just started getting curious. And then as I decided, I want to say when I hit rock bottom, I really had a moment where I realized I was successful in all the ways that I want to say, like, Americans want to be successful. I had a great apartment in Brooklyn, New York. I had an amazing girlfriend. I had a great family. I was healthy. I had a great job. And yet I was like, I had like a hole in my heart, because I wasn't actually able to be fulfilled or satisfied because I wasn't able to feel. So it was always just like, oh, if I do one more thing or get one more thing, then I'll feel the way I want to feel. But it wasn't about the things. It was that I had to actually practice feeling. And then the things would actually have an impact.
Oh, yeah. You had to actually practice feeling in order for things to have an impact. That's pretty powerful.
And I'll say it again, it's uncomfortable. And I think any man that I work with, and even when I'm getting supported by other people, I don't wanna. I think that's like one of my biggest, I call it my petulant 17-year-old, is always like, I don't wanna. Whenever anything's challenging, difficult, uncomfortable, he shows up and he doesn't want to do it. And he's got all these great reasons from like that rebellious teenager. But realistically, I do want to do it because what I really am committed to is living a full life. And a full life is a life of love and joy and feelings and connection and relationship. And that requires like being with sadness, being with disappointment, being with heartbreak. You know, I think we all want love in some version or another, but love comes with heartbreak. We don't get love without heartbreak. That's not a thing.
Yeah. And I just, the fullness of what I feel and what you're talking about, like the fullness of life, the fullness of being, you know, like, because our feelings are a part of our being. And it just resonates so hard that like that full expression of our being, the full expression of our life. And I mean, maybe you can even talk a little bit about like how this particularly looks like for you in terms of how you relate to women in relationship. But like, I guess what I'm wondering is like, how do you feel like you show up differently in that realm?
Like specifically with women?
Yeah. Romantic relationships.
Yeah. So it's actually new for me. I feel like it's a weird thing to say at 36. It's new for me. But I was engaged and I was with an amazing human being for a long time. And you know, we went separate ways, and my transformation of my life occurred during the process that I was in that relationship. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be in a relationship with somebody who literally light switches their life. Like I flipped a switch and just turned everything upside down. And so the person that somebody was with was then became a different person. And it was always me the whole time. But I want to say like, I pushed the ego more out and I became more of really myself, which is the uncomfortable, challenging, scary thing to do. And I think now not being in a relationship anymore, it's actually really difficult because I'm actually having to relearn how to do this. I'm having to relearn how to go on dates. I'm having to relearn how to have conversations from a new place, from like a heart space instead of a logical space. The conversation I was in before was all about like playing a game and winning and performance. How do I get this thing that I want and achieve and almost hold dominance over it? Not dominance in like, I want to say a negative way, but dominance in a kind of like a subconscious controlling way versus actually create partnership, create communication, create connection.
Yeah. Yes. Creating communication and creating connection. Yeah. We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I'm just so jazzed about this and want to talk about like, what does it look like to be connected and to like create transformation around what it means to be a man in order to create connection. So stay with us. There's so much more juiciness to come.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Emily Perkins. You are listening to Love Living Radio, and we're talking to Alex Terranova, and we were just having an awesome conversation on our little break about sex, which is, as you probably know if you've listened to any of the other shows, one of my favorite topics. And before the break, we were talking about connection and the masculine. And so, Alex, if you're okay with it, I would love to know, like, how has your sex life looked since transforming the masculine?
Well, let's look at it from like a higher altitude, right? Because we could get into the messiness of that conversation and like the drama of that conversation. So, what I recognize about sex and in my transformation is that sex was something that used to be about performance. And I think that like for men in our society, sex can be really scary. Sex can be a way to access power, which can look really ugly, and especially when it's done like very inappropriately. And it can also look like a dominating effect in an appropriate way. And for me, it was actually about performing. It was about receiving validity for who I was. So not only sex, but my relationship to women. My relationship to women was about, instead of me knowing that I was good or great or, you know, recognizing my wholeness, it was about going out and like finding women to give me approval, which was like a drug. Instead of going to get a hit of something, I needed like approval from women to kind of tell me that I was good. And that was like learned behavior from caricatures in our world growing up. I mean, I designed myself as a man to be Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, because that's what I grew up watching. And that guy got everything and was like the coolest guy and achieved everything he wants, but it was all done from this conniving, manipulative place. But as a kid, I didn't realize that. I just saw the cool guy and was like, the cool guy always got the girl or lots of girls and his life looks great. So why wouldn't I want to be that guy? But it wasn't real. And so in the transforming was actually putting that down, like putting down this like made up caricature, but then also in, when it comes to romance, sex, connecting with women, it's that putting down the performance. Like, I want to say that you could have good sex without performing. And for me, it was about performing. So there was no connection. I was almost like an actor trying to do this thing really well. Mm. And I remember the first time my coach said to me, can you connect with the, you know, the person you're with? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't even understand. What do you mean connect? I'm connected. How could I not be connected? We're like right there. And I think, I actually think I hear from a lot of women that women disconnect from their bodies. And I'm sure women do performance and all the same things men do. We probably do it from all the similar types of places. But I think I disconnected in a way that had me perform in a way that I thought like looked good or made me show up well. And it's just not real.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the biggest thing, is to actually connect with people. That going on dates now isn't about getting to, like, going on dates back in the day used to be like getting to a base. Like, hey, how quickly can I essentially get to home plate? Versus now, that's actually not in the picture at all. The drive isn't gone, but it's not about the result. It's actually about connection.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not about like getting the home run. It's more about the connection. So this might, you know, be a little bit personal, but like, how do you see that show up in the bedroom? Because that's actually, I know it's a little personal, but like, that's actually a really powerful tool for men to hear about.
Well, I think first of all, I think we have to accept, like, I think this is the light and the dark side. We actually have to accept that there's nothing wrong with our like animalistic impulse and desire for women or whatever we're attracted to, women, men, whatever it is, as a man, whatever you're attracted to, there's actually nothing wrong with like the impulse and the desire you have. It's natural. It's not like you're sitting, waking up in the morning being like, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to be like overly attracted to whatever I'm attracted to. No, it's actually accepting it and not making it wrong, I think, is the first place. Uh-huh. And then I think it's about like, there's nothing for me to conquer, because now there's nothing for me to, I'm not using it as a way to fill me up. So I had a friend who is a meditation teacher, and he said something to me that was really brilliant. And he said something like, he's getting a lot of strength. We grew up together, and he's getting a lot of strength by actually not sleeping with people. Still sleeps with people. He's not like not having sex, but it's a choice now. And it really resonated for me, because what I recognized is it was like if somebody wanted to sleep with me or was willing, like I had to. It didn't really matter if I wanted to or not. It was, I described it as like I was like being called up to the front lines. And I had to like perform this action because that's what makes me a man. And I think in certain places, especially like LA, New York, you know, places that are very go, 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 doing based, it's like you got like military stripes on you for like accomplishments based on who got the prettiest girl or who slept with the most people. And I think from a more conscious heart space, it's not actually about that. So there's now a choice involved with who I would sleep with versus a need or like an automatic impulse. Like I actually get to choose my life and the people I interact with. And I notice that there's just more of like realizing what I want and don't want. Like saying no is actually okay. And it's actually mutually respectful. To go to bed with somebody who I don't really want to go to bed with is actually kind of disrespectful and kind of screwed up to that other person. Because they probably don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of a cool thing to talk about too, because there is kind of this stereotype that men want it all the time, and that men, you know, like if a girl wants you, you sleep with her no matter what. And I think that to what you were talking about earlier, in essence, a little bit disconnects from the feeling, from the choice, from the want of actually wanting to be with that person and allowing that to be the choice rather than the should of, oh, I'm a dude, this girl wants me and I should sleep with her. So like there's so much in that, you know, and it's also a powerful message for women to hear too. But in terms of like transforming how we view the masculine, I think that like sex is one particular place. There's a lot of places, but sex is a really powerful place too to look at, like, hey, what would it be like if we just chose who we wanted to really be with from a place of genuine desire and want? And what if that then led to this amazing connection that you have with this intimate moment with this other human being? And I feel like that is a totally different way of experiencing sex, at least from over here.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't have to be, I think the thing that could get quickly confused is it doesn't also mean that you can't be out adventurously having sex with lots of people. But
oh, yeah.
But it's, or not. But what I'm really clear on now is that it's actually a choice versus default. So before, it was like the thing that made me a man, like, or it was the thing that like society, like guy, it's like almost like the locker room conversation is guys talking about women and like who they are, what they look like, how far they went with them. And I really don't want to say like, it's not every guy, but it's kind of a generic thing and a stereotypical thing. And it was like we were auto-programmed. Like I didn't realize I was doing this until all of a sudden I saw that I was. And then I was like, that's who I want to be. Like, that's not the man I want to be in the world. And as I started to change that, all of a sudden you could still go out and sleep around and have fun and there's nothing wrong with it. But are you doing it because of a lack of something else and you're trying to fill something up, or because it's genuinely what you want? I think that to me is the key, is like, what do you actually want from your heart, not your head?
Yeah. And I mean, that beautifully goes all the way back to what we were talking about with needs, like needs and wants, like what do you really want? Not what do you think you should want or what you should do, but like, what do you really, really want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want love, sleeping around probably isn't the thing that's going to get it. And if you want attention, well, what's the attention about? Like, what's it filling the space for? If you want, you know, to be thought of as something, there's lots of ways to achieve, to get our needs met. And are we actually getting our needs met in a way that's satisfying? Like, am I doing a thing that's actually filling up the cup, or am I doing a thing that has the water just pour right out the other side? And I think for me, booze and attention from women and this idea of success wasn't what I actually wanted. So everything I took in my old life was actually just pouring out the other side. And so it was like a drug, because I just had to keep refilling the prescription.
Right. Yeah. It's just that insatiable need. Yeah. I hear that. Oh my God. I love talking about this stuff so much. Okay, we're gonna take another quick break, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk more about, I mean, I just want to talk about all of it. Sex, masculine, all of it. What it actually means to transform, and maybe a little bit about like why, if you haven't already gotten the why from what we've been talking about so far, you might get a little bit of insight into like why. What's in it for you? So stay tuned.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Emily Perkins, and you're listening to Love Living Radio. And Alex Terranova and I have been talking about what it means to transform the masculine. We've had just the most amazing conversation looking at the masculine from needs, from support, from sex. Like, what does it look like to create a new way of being with masculine and the masculine as a man. And I think if we can, I'd love to dive into like, why transform? Why, what's in it for you? As if Alex, if you're talking to all the men out there, what's in it for them to transform?
So in a broad sense, I think fulfillment, satisfaction and enjoyment of life, their experience of life. I think that there's plenty of people out in the world who are successful and unfulfilled and unsatisfied and unhappy. And that's crazy. Like, that sucks. Like, how is it that we have a world where like famous people are committing suicide that have everything? And I don't want to say like there's obviously things like depression that are chemical based. But we have a world in which people like aren't happy in their lives, aren't fulfilled and aren't satisfied, and yet they have everything. I even know for like me, when I'm having a bad day and somebody's like, what's wrong? I'm like, that nothing, that's the problem. Like, I have great life, and sometimes I still feel unsatisfied or unfulfilled. So what's in it to actually get out of your head and into your heart is joy, satisfaction, fulfillment. But bigger than that is an edge. I think it's an edge over all the other people that are out there. And I don't mean it like it's a competition, but if you're selling something or you're in business or you're an entrepreneur or you're single and you're trying to meet somebody, whatever it is, whether you could even be like relationship with your kids and your family, by getting out of your head and into your heart and transforming your masculine from like the old paradigm of, I want to say like power, to like a heart-based warrior masculine, is actually an edge in all those things, and a way to make more money through connection and relationship, and a way to make money that's fulfilling. Deeper, more connected relationships with your kids, your wife, your partner, your family, better relationships at work, more fulfillment in your job, or maybe even doing something different that you're not doing because you're not fulfilled. That to me is why anyone would do it. It actually gives you a leg up.
Yeah. Yeah. Giving you a leg up in your outward life, like the stuff of your life, and also giving you a leg up in actually how you experience your life, which like that is your reality. Yeah.
Who cares what your outward life looks like if inside it's empty? And I think that's the thing. That's the conversation that we're missing in our world and our society, and not just men, but for women. We're like all focused on getting and achieving and doing, and we forget the other side, which is like, who are we with all this stuff, or who are we without it? And so many of us, unfortunately, like aren't happy with all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, this is opinion, but like, what is life without joy, without happiness? Like, that is literally what we're here on the planet for. Whatever the stuff is, like, the purpose is to be happy, to live a happy life. It is why we're created as humans. It's just, yeah.
And, all the things can be like add to, right? Like, if I want a boat, great. There's nothing wrong with a boat. Boats are fun. But if I need a boat because it's going to satisfy my ego or some hole in me about like what it means to be somebody that owns a boat, the boat's never going to be enough. I'm going to need another boat, or I'm going to need another car or another house or a prettier or more handsome partner, whatever it is. But like, I'm going to need more. Like, it will never, the things on the outside will never fill up the things on the inside. And I think the old masculine paradigm tells us that everything outside will fill us up inside. And transforming it would actually have us build up the inside, so then we can have all the things on the outside and we actually get to enjoy them.
Building up the inside so that you can actually enjoy the things on the outside. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that is a very different way of experiencing life. Yeah. Through joy, through the things that actually bring you fulfillment and happiness and love, all of those things that you just said is what's actually in it for you to transform. Yeah.
And if I could, like, I think the thing that I would leave is it's all done through commitment. Like, I'm committed to being a better person, like, for myself every day. And it doesn't mean that I'm not good. It's actually just about expansion. It's about being a little bit better because I want to and because I deserve it. And in that, the world becomes a little bit better. It's like every one of us loved a little bit more, or were like a little bit kinder, or a little bit more conscientious, had a little bit more compassion. And we all just, even if it just all was a little bit, like, the world would be a better place. So then our experience of life would be better.
Yeah. And in particular, you know, because we live in the world that we do, the power that this has, the power that transforming the masculine has, is enormous. Like, it is freaking enormous. If we can, if not just the masculine within each of us, because, you know, our right is our masculine, our left is our feminine, but like to actually see transformation among the male population into their hearts is literally like a key to freaking Pandora's box. It is just an endless amount of power that is, just gets me jazzed, gets me really jazzed. And I could literally talk about this forever. I was actually a women's studies major in college, so gender stuff is like my jam. So we're probably going to have you back on again, and we're probably going to have to talk about more of this stuff.
We can do that. This is like my favorite thing to do. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you. So Alex's website is thedreammason.com. You can also listen to his podcast, The Dream Mason, on iTunes or Google Play or the webcast, right?
Yeah, what's the Dream Mason podcast? So if you're looking for it, actually type in The Dream Mason podcast. It's on Google Play and it's on iTunes. And I actually just launched a YouTube of it. So now I'm doing video versions. So it's The Dream Mason podcast on YouTube.
Oh, sweet. Oh my God, that's so exciting. I love it.
And and Instagram. I don't spend too much time on other social media places, but Instagram, Inspirational Alex, is I like Instagram. It's fun.
I like Instagram too. It's definitely the most fun of the social media, in my opinion. Totally opinion. Awesome. Okay. So don't forget, people, thedreammason.com. Follow him on Inspirational Alex on Instagram or the Dream Mason podcast. Oh, Alex, thank you so much for today. You're such a gift.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me share and tell stories. Thanks for the connection and the acceptance. I one of the things I genuinely get from you is just like a curiosity and a lack of judgment and acceptance in however it goes, which it actually makes people be able to be more open and vulnerable when we can accept them for whoever they are and whoever they're not. So thanks for that.
Oh man, it's totally an honor. Really, the message that you are sharing, and especially in this conversation, is just such a gift to the world. And I appreciate your just like enthusiasm and excitement and just complete openness. It's a beautiful thing as a man. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah. So thank you everybody for listening. This has been an awesome show. If you need to get in touch, if you want some support, I would love to hear from you. You can find me at lovelivingholistics.com. And I just wish you so much love in your life. Have a great night, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio. Ignite your whole being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.